Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preece.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preece. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you. Rick, we've got a fascinating conversation coming this week on the show. We're going to talk about reptiles, and I know that that's a subject that you love and have a passion for.
Yeah. Things have changed over a lot of years. I've always had a fascination for anything from amphibians to reptiles. And what I love about today's culture of reptile care and keeping is it's very responsible and very capable and very accomplishing, as you'll learn as this show progresses. It's great to be associated with it. I go back in the years past to where maybe an iguana was the poster child of a reptile that somebody would buy, and the amount of understanding and knowledge of care was about, it was in the basement, let's put it that way.
It was non-existent.
It wasn't a pretty sight. You know, this is back in the 70s and early 80s when we really didn't know how to care for them properly, and once you learn, they're a really easy animal to care for. They're probably one of the lowest maintenance pets possible, and it's just a matter of providing the same climate that they come from, and that's something that we didn't know.
Well, but I'll tell you, as someone who in the early 80s had a roommate who had an iguana, one thing we didn't know was how big they were going to grow.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think that's I'd say today the iguana is the poster child of the reptile that shouldn't, you know, that should not be purchased in average, you know, because we now know that if we do provide the right environment for them, they will basically need an entire room of your house.
Right.
Most people aren't willing and able to give it. We might have a customer or two that are willing. So if you come into Preece Pets, you literally will not see an iguana. And you go to probably 100 pet stores, I bet you very, very few of those actually carry iguanas in their store if they do carry reptiles. It's just not a very smart reptile to own, and it doesn't need to happen. There are animals now, reptiles now, that are just fantastic and captively bred. You know, bearded dragons and leopard geckos lead the pack, but there's another 20 or 30 reptiles that make good pets a lot more responsibly than something like an iguana.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up bearded dragons, because one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show is because probably about a month or two, we had a request on our Facebook page of someone saying, why is it you guys just don't talk about bearded dragons? And frankly, as I responded back to that listener, we are going to cover the topic, and I thank them for recommending it. And I want to ask all of you listeners, if there is a topic that you think is of interest and you want to hear some experts come on the show and talk about, feel free to like us at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on Facebook and go through and make a recommendation to us. We love responding to posts like that. So you talk about adapting. Well, we're adapting to the technology.
Right, right. And I'm really glad you brought that up. There are probably several people out there listening that have connected with something that we haven't talked about. Or maybe we have, but you missed that show. So if you're a new listener or you've been listening all along and you'd like to know more about anything particular, we'll do the best to provide the best information we can, including finding experts locally or around the world that can kind of comment on whatever the topic is. What I love about this show is I don't know a whole lot about certain categories of pet care keeping, but I have a passion for it. You know, whether you're a dog owner or a reptile owner, I have a passion for it. So let's find people out there that can really talk intelligently about whatever the topic is and bring them on the show.
Well, and that's what we're going to do today. I spoke with Professor Jim Harding from Michigan State, who works in the zoology department, and he recommended our first guest. We're going to have Zach Brinks, who is his teaching assistant. And when the professor says, you need to have my assistant on because he's got more experience, that really says something. So he's going to bring an interesting perspective, and it's a pretty local perspective. We're also going to have somebody on from Bruce. We've got Jessica Matthews coming in from your reptile room. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a fascinating conversation. Sure. And then we've got an author coming on, Frank Indaviglio, who's worked for the Bronx Zoo. And he's got a very colorful background. And I just know you and he are going to hit it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading a little bit of his bio, and he grew up with all kinds of exotic animals in his home as he was growing and across the street from the Bronx Zoo. And that reminds me so much of my upbringing, even though it was a little different. You know, we lived in a small community with a pet store below us that my mother ran, and in our house and in our air, you know, our rooms below, we had toucans making loud noises and howler monkeys and a whole list of animals back then that you would think to carry that you would never entertain carrying now. But as a child growing up, man, that was just the most coolest experience possible. When I went to school and talked about these characters, I was the envy of the entire school.
Oh, I imagine that's the case. And Rick, before we get started with the show, I do want to give a reminder to our listeners. We got an email this week from Jamie Lampman at the Ingham County Animal Control stating about animals in their cars this week because of the extreme heat that we've had.
Oh my gosh, it's hot out there.
And just the importance to know of, don't take your dog or your animals and leave them in your car when the temperature gets this high. It's extremely important. So I thought that was a very important tip. So that's the show we've got this week. The table is set and the fun is about to begin right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
I was looking at all the life